Welcome to Snack Talk 5280. Hello, everyone. Steven here.
Well, then your father then. Stupid, we got the same father. Oh, yeah. Well, then your mother
similar.
Then.
Similar.
I don't know him. All right.
He got Steven it here with Trey, Cody, John, in wonderful form this evening. What the fuck was that?
I'm pretty much the equivalent of a six-year-old granny right now.
Granny?
Gotcha. If it makes... Oh, my God.
I have a secret.
I heard you.
He's got
it's
it
a
all.
Penis.
It's a wee-wee.
Told you chicks with dicks don't exist.
Dudes with tits.
Exactly. Cody's got the biggest.
Okay. Tits are...
All right. What?
Where are we going
anyways,
here, boys?
Where are we going? We have John. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
What you been up to?
Working and being mad at electricians.
Oh boy. Yeah. What'd you do?
See, I have a story today. So,
all right. Good intro story. Let's kick it off.
I had a furnace install in Louisville, and it was a utility closet, which, you know, tiny. And we had two brand new electricians who took 3 hours to move the switch from the furnace to the return drop. The whip was already long enough from the existing. They only had to change the box.
Wow.
And add a new whip for the furnace, and it took 3 hours.
Take me like 2
minutes.
Dude,
I could have been home at 2:30 and said I was home at 5. Because they were in the way.
Yeah. That's when you pull out the duct tape.
I was about to whip out my big tink and knock him out. But
he said, "What tink?"
You're Bill Belichick in the locker room, huh?
I'm just the dude that walks in and everybody's like, "Oh, he's here."
John's all Bill right. Belichick in the locker room. He's just like, it's a football.
He isn't dragging his feet.
We're on the March Madness. I swear, on the March Madness.
NFL's got to take a little bit of a break.
On the March Madness.
I missed the entirety of that story, but fuck it, that guy.
Fuck you.
Oh!
No idea what it is.
Cody with the fucking rebound.
I speak to a plumber, huh? I speak to the Italian.
Luigi.
Was that Luigi?
Mario and Mario? Luigi were both plumbers.
They were both.
Yo, they were on the come up. If you think about
sure.
it, like they went from being, Luigi was nobody until he was Mario's brother. But then Mario was just some plumber trying to get a fucking bitch from a monkey. And look at him now. He's living a good life.
He's still trying to get a bitch
from
a monkey.
Wow, call Bowser that.
Bowser's trash. Ask my son.
Are you assuming someone's personality here, dude?
Yeah. Really? Is he a good guy?
So did anybody watch that Duke-UCF game over the weekend?
I didn't, and I'm disappointed.
You should be.
I saw the highlights.
I didn't.
Oh, my God. It was the last 10 minutes of that game were gold.
I saw the last, 5-minute highlights just on Twitter. Like, it was getting pretty electric. Can we just say that Zion is not only the truth, but he is a selfless young man?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the next big thing in the NBA?
Dude, he could quit right now and be number one overall.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. He could have quit when his shoe blew out. And he would have been number one overall.
Say, Nike will sign him.
Oh, they already, they already have a contract in place. They just can't officially say it.
Oh, yeah. No, not yet. But yeah, he already runs.
Oh, he's
Nike.
There.
Speaking of Nike, did you guys see that Michael Avenatti got taken to jail for trying to extort out of Nike?
For saying that he would
do it to Puma.
He was saying that he would lead, what was it? He would lead a campaign of celebrities to denounce Nike. It's like, dude, you're a scumbag lawyer. Like,
what drugs were
most
you
lawyers?
Because I want to be honest.
It's probably cocaine.
Drugs.
Seriously, though, what kind of drugs?
And how do I get
Come on.
Some?
I need to know.
Cody clicks a pen with a notepad. I need details here. Come on, details.
Specific game. What are we doing? What do I pay you? Do I got to do some weird stuff?
Also, did you see that Tom Izzo bullshit? How mad everybody else is at him?
No.
What?
Tom Izzo.
What?
What?
Steven, you were talking about this earlier. The Michigan State coach?
Yes.
Oh.
Screaming at him. Screaming at his player.
So that's actually our next topic after our little intro segment here. So save it. This one's on me. I'm terrible at explaining as a producer. Literally, if anyone's wondering behind the scenes about a 2-minute roll happens after we try about 15 times to get everyone on the spot, this podcast recording, and I just
this
run
podcast?
It down. Yeah. And I literally run down topics that I came up with about, you know, throughout the course of today. And yeah, I run through it while they throw jokes and Cody laughs at it.
Cody Wax, you mean?
Go on. Yeah, yeah. Wax to Tosh Point O. And then we go. Then we do it. We just jump in.
You know,
flying blind.
Louis C.K. used to have this sick joke, and it was
who?
Louis C.K.
Okay.
He was like, you could tell what kind of person you are by how long it took for you to masturbate after 9/11. And he goes, for me, it was between the first and second tower.
Oh my God.
So if you're wondering what it's like to get on the pod, kind of like that.
You know what? For all you people out there that hate on Louis C.K., I would rather a man jerk off in front of me than do other things.
At least he asked.
Yeah, he was polite.
The issue, well, but he asked. The issue isn't what he did. It's what he was doing to these women who were up-and-comers in comedy. He was using his position of influence to coerce them into doing these sexual acts or watching them. And that's the biggest issue. It's not the fact he jerked off in front of them.
I know, I feel bad for their eyes, dude. Like, I feel absolutely terrible for it. But it's like, I would rather that than other things that have happened. Like, Harvey
Would you rather have
Bill
Cosby did?
Oh, no, see, that's worse. Oh.
Is there any way I get none of it?
Yeah, no, I vote for that one.
Is there any universe in which I don't have to deal with anything like that?
I'm looking around for I don't want to do this button, and I can't find it.
A little fucked up.
Just a little.
It slipped out there, but...
But no, like in all seriousness, this has actually came up in the podcast, and Cody has a quote of, can you separate the person from their work? And at the end of the day, that's pretty much a deal breaker for me. I mean, it even comes out with the whole, like, Leaving Neverland documentary that came out on HBO.
I will fight
about
you
Michael
for
Jackson.
3 hours over that documentary. We could have a whole podcast over that.
I actually haven't seen it, and so I'm very on the fence between everything, although I have been filled in, like usual, to everything in my life by my lady, and she's like, yeah, these are the same fucking people that said it didn't happen, and the second that they realize they can make a quick fucking, you know, million off it, all of a sudden, oh, it did happen. So,
yes.
Or there is also
did someone in this chat get like assaulted? Is that why he's
coughing? I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan, and
I don't know what I do when I get drunk. So
the biggest issue with both of the guys who accused him is that they also defended him in a court proceeding in 2005.
Blanket,
and they were in their 20s and 30s when they were like. No, now? They're in like their 40s now.
Then, so they wanted to get rich, dude. That's like, same like these Kobe Bryant, no,
I'm
same
saying,
women.
Michael Jackson's been dead 10 years, and they just now came out with this.
Jesus, it's been 10.
I remember I was skateboarding outside of Zane's, and he cheered.
He cheered.
No way,
Zane selling you out. I didn't know how to feel.
I got a phone call from my mom, and I had just walked in my house and.
Got a phone call
about it and broke down on the floor and started crying.
That is very upsetting because he was quite the incredible performer.
I was more upset about Prince.
I was very
upset. Prince was...
Yeah. You want to hear...
Was rough. Not that it's a competition.
You want to hear something messed up? I lost my mom and then David Bowie within 12 days of each other.
Oh. Damn. Bowie?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then Prince was 4 months later and they were her two favorite artists. So I was like, dude. Thanks, God.
What do you mean? She gets a sick concert.
Oh, I know. I know.
See, for me, it was the one that really fucked with me was Chester Bennington because Linkin Park was like fucking life growing.
Can we all just appreciate how little of this community we're in? You see the name Chester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
Who else do you know named Chester? Who do you know that knows
Nobody.
A guy named Chester?
Chester, last name, the molester. That's the only one I know.
Exactly.
Hey, Steven, what about the Rev?
True. So I'd put that on par with Chester Bennington from Linkin Park. So the Rev from Avenged Sevenfold. That one was a little less, but it still was significant because I like Slipknot, but I'm not.
Yeah.
They weren't on the same level as like Sevenfold and Linkin Park.
That's true. I remember Chester. That
I was sitting at my job at Target when I used to work there, and I was outside, like, using my vape and everything because I'm a douchebag. And I just, like, I go on Facebook. Yeah, well, we got to do it somehow.
You clarified that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, no, dude, we are all douchebags. Everyone who vapes, whether you're doing it for the right or wrong reasons, we all
suck. Is there a right reason for
vaping? Yeah, yeah. I used it to
Thank
quit smoking.
You, John. Thank you.
I used it to quit smoking.
But did you quit smoking? Yeah.
Is it smoke? I don't think so.
Is it still nicotine?
I don't think so, brother.
Yeah,
exactly. That's just the friction between us because we're so hot.
Is it still gay white shit going down your throat while you're?
Who says that's gay,
Steven?
Oh, Steven. Shots fired! What?
Not me, because my mouth's full.
Oh,
you bet it's full, baby.
Oh, ooh. I'll fill it right up.
Good God.
My mama always taught me not to speak with my mouth full.
Was that full though, Steven?
It wasn't supposed to be good. I didn't want to, see, with that one, I didn't want to, like, sway into Forrest Gump because I'm like, I'm not.
I was
going to
say,
Forrest
you
Gump.
Sounded really bad, Forrest Gump.
No, that, like, I didn't, like, I almost leaned into it and I was like, don't you dare disrespect.
You were
him
Simple
like
Jack there for a second.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller. Simple Jack.
Hey, good. Easy. All right. He's trying his hard. He's medium Jack.
Medium Jack. He never wins.
He's slight Jack.
Yes, but
he's taters.
Boy.
What the fuck?
So this is fun.
On that note, we're going to...
Billy Bob Thornton's a national hero. Get the fuck out of here.
Agreed.
Yeah, Sling Blade is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Dude, have you guys seen the first season of Fargo?
So no.
So good.
It
oh
gets
my
better,
God.
Though.
I can't
it
recommend it enough. It does get better. It does get better, but, like, Billy Bob Thornton...
He's great, but
he destroys
Ewan
that
McGregor,
whole season.
Though.
Cody, you're supposed to be watching nothing besides Game of Thrones for like.
No, I'm
the
talking.
Next two
I'm talking
weeks,
older.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm All going. Right. I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with you, Steven.
Yeah, Steven. Nah. Catch the fuck up.
Nah. Jesus Christ.
See,
you have I got fucking hosed at work yesterday. I walk in and
literally.
Yeah.
What is this supposed to be doing to you when you're not
holding
a
beer hose?
I wish. But I walk in and fucking my work, no one at my work listened to my listened to the podcast until
what,
like Sunday night.
Oh, no.
And then like three of them came up and they're like, what the fuck, Fight Club? And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like I'm gonna be in Florida one day and I'm gonna be like walking around Disney World and some little fucking like 15-year-old smug needle dick is gonna walk up and be like, this is for Tarantino, and like kick me in the dick.
Oh, you know what, Steven? I even watched Pulp Fiction the other night. Sorry, I was watching Washington and Carolina pass the puck around.
Can I be shameless real quick?
Canes, C-A-N-E-S.
I'm in two bands, if anyone doesn't know that, and I have a show on 420. If anyone wants to go to that,
be there.
420's on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. This year.
Is it?
That's a great day for 420. Where's
Trailside
that?
Saloon in Thornton.
All right.
Be there or be a rhombus.
Triangle.
Be there or be sober.
Steven, you and I both.
Be there or be sober.
Like that.
Said we like both know how much we know John Murray. Shut it down. All right, let's not get Miss Jones on the pod.
Dude, that would be amazing.
Oh, God.
That would be so funny.
Man.
She doesn't. She definitely
Steven,
doesn't
you
teach
do the magic.
What magic?
You know, it's like she's like that
like
lady
pick a card?
From South Park. Remember their teacher that they accidentally caught on fire in kindergarten? And she's in like that machine and she can only beep.
No, I'd say the other math teacher from A West thinks that. Not Miss Jones. Miss Jones is cool.
Are you talking about Miss Kemper?
No, I'm talking about the dude.
Which
teacher.
One?
Nope. Never heard
who
of
him. Who used to be a millionaire?
What?
Yeah, I don't know his name. All I know is that he did not like me.
What do you look like?
Younger? Or older?
Short. Kind of, he's like older.
Pugliese?
He didn't look super old.
Yeah,
ooh, there
that's
you go. Pugliese.
Yeah, he had the slicked back hair.
I just heard about
he used
him.
To be a millionaire.
What?
He probably killed people.
What
for
a fall!
Cell,
what a fall! From
he used
grace.
To be a millionaire and spent it all like an idiot.
cocaine.
And I used
and
to
hookers.
Write his ass for him about, like, on that topic. He used to be like, oh, yeah? Is this how you figured out how to be a millionaire? He'd look at me.
Dude, you're a fucking high school math teacher. What the fuck happened here?
But at the same, but at the same
teaching
time,
stats.
Well, but at the same time, support your teachers.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Chanel,
yeah, yeah,
keep it together over here. Fucking Christ.
He's super cool.
He went from 100 to 0 really quick, and it should be the other way around.
Are we still on the intro?
Yeah.
I think we're still on the intro.
All right. At that note, we're going to come back with some fucking topics and shit. I don't know. All right. Welcome back to Smack Talk 5280. We alluded to in the intro that was decently long that we were going to make a quick stop at Michigan State. Yeah, the Michigan State coach. I'm sorry. I'm getting so distracted by someone talking in the background.
Yeah, that's my wife. Sorry.
Hi, Ashley!
Steven says hi. She's taking her dog for a walk, and she was just letting me know.
Oh,
okay. What kind of pupper?
English Setter Labrador mix. I'll send a picture in the group chat. You'll ooh, all be jealous.
I am.
Sounds jelly. Pretty.
I say Gus He's sees a pretty it all. Boy. Or Steven sees it all on Facebook. That's,
I've met
he
him
did,
once.
And your fiance did not like him and actually called him an idiot, and I wasn't very happy about that.
Oh! Steven's getting called out. So
did this happen?
Yeah,
really?
Because my dog was very hyper. He's like, wow, he's kind of an idiot. And I was like, oh!
So Kaylee is one of those people that lacks a filter, so I'd like to apologize.
That's fine.
For that. He's not an idiot.
No, he...
My dog's an
he
idiot.
He is an idiot, but aren't it's just you like, Chanel? You don't say that.
Yeah. There needs to be a line.
He's our idiot, all right?
Michigan State coach screaming at his...
yet again, he's our idiot, all right?
Prime example, Steven, we're going to yell at you, right?
Okay.
I fucking dare you.
What'd you guys think about that?
It's
do you think
not even a
it?
Story.
Do you think? Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, it became such a big deal because, I quite honestly, like, I don't care pussies. If your coach wants to fucking destroy you for something. Suck it up. You'll do better, or in his case, you'll miss the next fucking shot. And then whatever, move on. You move on from it. I just like I get so sick and tired of seeing like. Players go on, like, you know, have coaches approach them yelling, being constructive, you know, with criticism. Oh, Jesus, criticism.
Yeah, fuck rather. That Chris guy.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That guy. Hey, Steven, I got a question for you. So, like, if you go to okay. work for anybody and they don't do their job, do they normally get yelled at? Right? Like, they should. Like, if you're not doing your job, you should get. Not,
I mean, yelled at is kind of a weird term because, like, I've only seen like two guys at my company get yelled at, but more basically to the point, yes.
I mean,
you should be
situations.
Reprimanded for being a fucking.
Yeah, if you don't do what you're there to do.
If you're being there being a slap dick, then yeah.
Absolutely. Exactly. And if you're going to be soft over yelling at somebody for that type of shit, then I'm sorry, you shouldn't be watching that sport.
Yeah, and it became a situation where it's like, do you go with the new way of things in this new society and this new like mindset of thinking where everyone can be offended at everything and always has a reason to bitch and moan, or do you go leave sports how it's been? I mean, it's been worse in the past than it's been even in the past like 20 years. So everyone treats like some kid getting chewed out by his coach, getting his ass ripped. They're treating it like he was walking up and just repeatedly hitting him in the side of the leg with a fucking baseball bat.
Did he?
I don't know. I don't know. That might be in the like maybe in the locker room.
With his own little baseball bat.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like I think it's kind of stupid how people are getting to the point where they're so soft they can't handle normal criticism. So, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about that whole situation, but
I'd just be worried, like, if, like, for real, though, if my coach in that situation, and, you know, it's pretty much the playoffs, wasn't yelling, I would be off-put. Like, if he was just barely communicating.
If he was just Vance Josephing his way through life.
It feels like a Key and Peele skit.
Yeah. John, what do you feel about it?
That was really awkward time to have.
That was perfect fucking timing.
Are people like I know we live in an era of safe spaces and not wanting to offend people, which fine, but
right.
I got yelled at when I was 10 years old playing sports, 11, 12, and nobody said shit. I got one time I had a coach grab me off the field by my fucking ear. And I was 13.
So you got like 1950s dad pulled. Like, holy shit.
By my coach in front of my dad.
Yeah, but yeah. At the end of the day, you didn't fucking matter. Cry about it. Yeah. No,
because I fucked up. I was being a dick. I had just scored my fifth goal of a game against a team that we were beating 11-1.
Woo!
And I did the mile high salute in front of their bench. My coach came and grabbed me by the ear and threw me on the bench. I was like, okay, I earned that. I was kind of cocky.
So fucking worth it, though.
But I'm sorry. This is a non-story with Izzo. Like, he's a coach of players who want to do this professionally. And in any of our jobs, like you guys were saying, you're going to get yelled at if you fuck up.
Right.
If not, you're not going to progress. There's a level of criticism that you need to be able to take. And the player himself didn't say shit about it. After the game, he's like, that's a non-issue and moved on.
Yeah. He wasn't upset. It was all these fucking people coming out of the woodworks.
It's keyboard warriors.
Yeah, social justice fucking warriors that come out and have to start shit for no reason. Cody, what do you feel about it?
I feel all sorts of ways about it. I don't know. Like, I think that for some people, getting yelled at is really a good motivator, but for others, it might not be. So I don't know what that kid gets motivated by. You know, to me, it seems like yelling. So if that's what it takes, you know, there's some people who you work with and you're like, man, I wish I could just yell at that person. But like, then you see them get yelled at and they completely do the opposite of what you expect. You know, they're over there and they shut down or something like that. So,
I mean,
you know, with an athlete who's super sensitive, their ego's sensitive.
Yeah.
Their egos are sensitive because they're, you know, they're told, you know, you're the cream of the crop. Your parents love them. You know, they've been, not to say coddled because not all of them have been, but they've been told, you know, you perform better than most. You should get more of this. And especially being on such a high profile team as Michigan State, you're going to see that. So it's really riding that fine line of hopefully he knows his players, because if he doesn't, that's a really bad move. But if he does,
then,
you know, it's kind of like in wartime. They don't have time to sit down and be like, look, this is the way we need to do it. When you're in the field, all you have time to do is go, you yell, and that's how you get shit done.
Well, right. So Izzo,
you don't have time.
Izzo's comments after the game were really telling. So he's like, I've recruited this kid. I've known him since he was 14. He's like a son to me. So, of course, I'm going to be mad at him when he messes up. You got to think about it. Like, this isn't the NFL where like players can switch teams after 3 years. Like, this is a college player.
Kevin Durant.
Let's not even get into Durant, but like, because he was a bitch in college too.
He's a bitch.
Oh,
I didn't
shit.
Say KD. I didn't say it.
But Izzo like knows this guy's family personally.
Yeah. Like, so. Yeah, in a case like that, then yeah, he knows. There's no way he don't.
Because if you do that to the wrong person. Well, and I think, Cody, you brought up a really good point, because when you're saying, like, you know, if you're at work and you get your ass chewed, but can you do that to your coworkers? There's multiple coworkers at work that I wouldn't chew their ass, even though I am a crew lead at times. Like, I wouldn't chew their ass one out of, well, they're like fucking 62 years old and barely moving. So
you know what to say to them, though. You're like, come on, dude. Like,
oh,
get that old dick in the gear.
Tone is really. Yeah. Really,
and then there's other guys that if I were to fucking chew their ass, I'd be dead, like dead.
Right, you know your place.
I think it was a bigger deal just because it was nationally televised.
Yeah,
true. Yeah,
and because I guarantee it wasn't the first time all season.
No, there's no
way. That's never the first time a coach has yelled like at any like. Oh,
let's just bring up Bobby Knight throwing a chair at a player.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think about every time I see Duke's head coach on the TV screen, he's fucking screaming. Yeah.
Basketball coaches are like animated bunch. That's for sure.
You have to be. You're dealing with a bunch of outsized personalities, especially in college basketball, the bigger teams.
Yeah.
Because you're playing with players who are only there to because they have to be. Because the NBA is like, you have to wait 1 year.
We're not going to do the Kobe exception here.
Yeah, because what?
I see you're drinking raw milk. Is that because you think you're fat?
It's whole.
Because
whole
not,
milk over here, bro.
You could totally be drinking milk, whole milk. What the fuck? No, no, no.
If you're gonna quote it, do it right.
What?
Ooh.
Yet again. What?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh my god! I definitely have seen that movie.
You were about to get an ass beat.
No, I've seen
phone.
That movie quite a lot. Fucking Mr. Manu's impersonation of Uncle Rico is one of my favorites.
I threw a football over the mountains.
Yeah, fucking.
Dude, we should get Manu on the podcast.
I could throw a pigskin over him.
Yo, he'd be pretty good.
He'd be dope.
He's a sports guy too, isn't he?
Dude, he got nominated for
World not War nominated. He won a
yep.
CMA. He got nominated for a
okay.
Grammy.
Yep. So for those of you listening that haven't heard me before John joined full time, just spout praise over the Arvada West High School's choral department. Our teacher can
squirrel department.
choral choir department. Basically, our teacher's a fucking G, like OG, cleaning up. Constantly getting awards.
He'll shoot you in
yeah,
the streets.
Absolutely. And he's expecting a child, so good for him. I'm fucking excited for it.
I also thought he was gay for the first 2 years I was there.
I was trying to leave that thought out, but fair enough.
Checking the prospects out,
I still
out,
think
John.
He is. No, he wasn't my type. He was too tall.
Yeah.
He's too tall. Yeah, them long legs it. Got you thrown off, bro. Yeah.
Plus, I already know. Never mind. I am not saying that on
live. But you already started it.
It for the
nope.
Record.
It's
yeah.
not going on record.
All right. So, for those of you listening, that's going to be a mystery you will never, ever mm-hmm. learn the answer to.
If you pay attention to our blogs, maybe they'd know
nope.
shit.
But... We're blogging now?
Steven, just start. Yeah, just start plugging our social media right now. Ready? Go.
What am I doing?
Plugging our
social okay,
media.
So
you
funny
know,
enough, this was actually, I actually wrote this down. Hold on. Trey last podcast said to maybe we should plug our social media. Clearly he hasn't been listening because at the end of almost every episode I do list off our social media. So what I'm going to be doing.
No, you got to do it throughout.
So what I'm going to be doing now, and don't worry, I will plug it, is I'm going to be making a recorded segment that I'm going to record after this podcast that I can just include at the end of every show where it's listing off our social media in detail and just kind of that stuff. But for those of you that need to hear it more than once, if you're anything like myself, Facebook, it's going to be Smack Talk 5280, SMCTALK 5280. Instagram, same thing.
How nervous are you right now? Hoping you spell it
oh,
right.
Oh, dude, I was fucking terrified. did you hear me like rolling through the motions in my head? I was like,
yeah.
trying to fucking count two letters.
Slow it down, slow it down.
And the Twitter's the same thing. SMCTALK 5280. The SMCT is also capitalized because I think I'm a cheeky bastard. Again, guys, we say this every time. Keep commenting. You know, we actually got a couple of comments on our Facebook post with two potential guests coming on. I did not recognize their names. For those of you guys, I apologize. However, that's going to be like our number way we can communicate with you guys. Appreciate all the support. Anyway, next topic. So, in the time from the last podcast, we've had two monsters in the sport industry announce their retirement. One in Rob Gronkowski and one in Conor McGregor. So let's tackle Rob Gronkowski first. I personally...
We still can't tackle him.
Exactly. But
don't
I personally... It's something that, like, the Patriots losing that because immediately, like, all the fucking sports shows were like, oh, is this the end of the Patriots dynasty? No. But at the same time... It's not going to have the same frat boy heart that I know and love from Gronk, and that sucks. However, I'm very happy that he had a hell of a career. He super talented, probably one of the best, if not the best tight end in recent memory. What else can I say? Gronkowski's a fucking legend.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
The greatest of
no.
all time.
Tony Gonzalez.
Antonio Gates, but I
just look at the
Gronk
stats. Just
Antonio
look at
Gates.
Straight up stats. It's Gronk is great. The thing that about Gronk is he changed the way we look at tight ends because now you guys got guys like Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz, and
George Kittle,
George Kittle, who are following in those footsteps. But Gronkowski, the reason he looked at so great is because of his postseason success. Tony Gonzalez played for the Chiefs for years. Antonio Gates played his entire career in San Diego and L.A., where they didn't really make the playoffs. Gronkowski was lucky to have Tom Brady.
Agreed, but at the same time, a guy that looks and is built like Gronkowski is not supposed to do the things he did, which also can attest to his his injury status.
He's top five all time.
Oh yeah,
but hands down.
The sad thing for Tony Gonzalez is he could just never get it done. He was on a good team when he came to Atlanta, but he could never get it done.
He was also in his 15th season when he came to Atlanta.
Yeah, when he came to his senses and said, "I have to actually go to a good team."
But look at. But the thing about Gronk that makes him so special, one, he had that, like you said, that frat boy mentality, and he was so fun, always to watch.
But, you remember when he got drafted and they had a fucking mosh pit on the stage?
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah.
The best thing about Gronk, and Bill Belichick said it the best. He's the most complete tight end ever.
Yeah,
he really was one of the best edge rushing blockers I've ever seen.
And that's the thing, we all
just a terrible free safety.
Let's not talk about that.
Poor guy.
I think that's why he retired.
Yeah, that's what I said. He had an edge.
But like, he gets recognized so much for his physical dominance and his amazing hands and how he could, he'd always find a way to get open. But you're right. Like, he was a phenomenal edge blocker, and people often forget that about Gronk. Is like, he made that Patriots running game go just as much as their offensive line did.
Here's a stat I read earlier today that blew my mind. So in the AFC East, one of the best pass rushers of the last 10 years, Cameron Wake, has played for Miami for years. He has never gotten a sack while being guarded by Rob Gronkowski.
Well, they might be getting a bunch of sacks.
Didn't Wake get traded?
I think he did.
I think
Titans,
he did.
Right?
Yep.
Dude, good for the Titans.
They still have a terrible.
Just remember
coach.
Them.
Whoa! I like him. Fucking Sean McDermott, right? Or is that
no? That's the Bills.
That's the Bills. So Sean McDermott and who's the Titans coach again?
I think it's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel. I like the fight that. Not the Bills.
Who's dying?
That'd be a dog.
That's my dog.
Get it, buddy.
get it. Dude, and Malcolm Butler just went to the Titans, too.
Malcolm Butler went to the Titans last year, though.
Yeah, because he got disrespected.
Belichick
said, sit down, get the fuck out of here.
Remember when he did? Do you remember when he did that to Jamie Collins? Jamie Collins said, "I want Von Miller money." The next day, he was in Cleveland.
He went to Cleveland.
He was gone. Yeah, woke up.
That dude's got the biggest dick in the NFL. Like,
is he still? He's still in Cleveland.
No,
right now.
Jamie Collins got released. I think.
Yeah, he got released the next season.
Yes, I was gonna say, too bad he's not there now.
I thought he got released this offseason, but I don't know.
I love Belichick. He doesn't mess around. Like, you don't want to. You don't want to take a pay cut. Fine, I'll find a home for
to the bucks. To the dips the depths of misery. Dilly dilly. Another Pit big pit, whatever. Fucking, I can't talk. You know this.
I know.
So another big name. Conor McGregor announced his retirement. What, today?
Yeah, that's not gonna last. It's an advertising thing.
Well, same with Gronk. Do you think Gronk might?
Gronk has an acting career waiting for him.
Yes, he does.
Oh yeah. Oh,
he the
I miss
the
Mason.
Rock, The Rock and Vin Diesel have already offered Gronk contracts last season.
The Rock. I love him.
Really quick before we jump into McGregor, let's talk about Mason for a minute. So, people listening, you guys probably haven't heard from Mason in about almost 3 weeks now. The only thing we can consider besides the real world issue of him probably just having work schedule conflicts is he is on a cross-country murder spree with a semi taking hookers down.
Yeah, he's the next Green River killer.
And so, Mason?
Hash slinging slash.
The hash ringing, dash ringing, smash flinging. Yes.
The Mason banging slasher.
But You know, if you start a SpongeBob quote, I can't not finish it. But he will be back on the podcast. Don't you guys worry.
I'm not his replacement.
John is not replacement at all.
Unless he murders you.
I think he's
you.
Just trying to get things figured out. And I think when he does come back on.
I'm just upset because he doesn't like ask us to help bury these bodies.
No, I'd be willing to help. I got some lime. I'm ready to go.
Well,
he sends us these Titanic memes, dude, and he doesn't
reach out. That was a great fucking thread on our fucking group chat.
That was so entertaining.
Trey and Mason went on a Titanic GIF sharing spree, and they somehow recreated the scene where fucking Leonardo, fucking goes bye bye. Like, and
there
they
was
recreated
definitely room
it pretty...
on the mantle. Yeah. Okay, there was room on the mantle.
No more Leonardo.
No.
He's a thing.
He let go though. He let go.
Oh, the bitch killed him. The fucking Leonardo was
murdered.
How could they do
it? Jesus. It clicks out.
It just fades
so
away.
Conor McGregor retiring, as you guys alluded to, it could be just kind of publicity, could not. I did see that thing come out about the sexual assault accusations. I didn't read up on it, so yeah. What's that all about? Just someone trying to get money, you think, or you think there's some weight?
Hold on. Give me Trey, you talk, give me 30 seconds. I need to read.
Yes, he's accused of sexually assaulting a woman in December in Dublin and was arrested and released after questioning the next month. So the UFC is looking into it right now.
That's probably why he retired.
Yeah, the report comes less than 24 hours after he announced his sudden retirement from the UFC.
That what?
He sexually assaulted a woman in December in Dublin and was arrested and released after questioning the next month. And then it's just shocking that it comes shortly after his retirement.
This lines up too perfectly.
I see, because what bothers me is, so he was on Jimmy Fallon and said that he was negotiating a return to the Octagon for July. And then this story comes out, and then he retires. What's weird is that he was accused in December. So I don't know why this is just now news.
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the retirement thing and they rebroke the story. Maybe there's a break in the case. I don't know.
It's funny that you say that because there's a report right here under it that says the story has been circulating for some time and it is unclear why it's being reported now. A spokesman of McGregor's legal team told ESPN.
Yeah, but you got to be aware. Timing is everything.
True.
Yeah.
Because it literally came out right after he tweeted he was retiring. So, yeah.
It's a little too convenient. There could be some weight behind this, too. Are you guys McGregor fans?
No.
Used to be.
I liked him when he was, a true fucking underdog. But the second he walked out.
He's just crazy.
Well, the second he walked out with that fucking money from the Mayweather fight and everything, he got soft, in my opinion.
I'm not a UFC fan, so I'm not.
I'm really not either, but
not in the ring on this one.
I knew it. I knew enough about it and about him because one of my buddies, Aiden, is a massive McGregor supporter. So,
how's Aiden doing, by the way?
He is doing fantastic. He's working somewhere else right now. He is completely cleared up from his cancer. Good to go. No reoccurring signs or whatever, so good for him. We'll have to have him on the podcast. Dude's fucking hysterical and pretty knowledgeable when it comes to UFC and stuff. He's an Eagles fan though, so
go Birds.
Dirty Bird.
Ever since they got rid of Big Dick Nick.
You know, they had to though.
I know.
I still think they made the wrong decision.
It's a
they should have got rid of Wentz first.
Well, I just don't think Wentz is as good as they
he's good, but he's injury prone in my opinion.
So are every quarterback in the league except for
that's why you
Drew
get an offensive
Brees and Philip Rivers.
Do you see Philip Rivers now has his full
Offensive line.
Thought you were gonna say he's gonna be a dad again.
Nine kids.
And did you see what he said to Cam Newton's thing about not having sex?
There's no way that was real because Philip Rivers doesn't cuss.
Maybe he had a dream where someone came to him and was like, "Look, you'll go to the Super Bowl again if you're beaver free for a year."
Isn't it just a month,
though? It is just a month. Which is, good for you, Cam, whatever you want to do. But there's no way that was real because Philip Rivers doesn't curse. Like, that's, a big thing about him.
Yeah, no, that was
it was his publicist, dude.
I mean, if that was his first time ever dropping a public F-bomb, then good for him. And Philip Rivers is in my top 10, if that's true.
He won't do it for the same reason Bryce Harper won't do it. They're both Mormons.
True.
Is Bryce Harper a Mormon?
You didn't know that?
Yeah, he's a hardcore.
Damn it.
Do you not remember?
Back to the drawing board.
Do you not remember his rookie season? He hit a walk-off home run in Toronto, and a reporter asked him, hey, since it's legal for you to drink at 20 and up here, are you going to celebrate? And he's like, that's a clown question, bro. Does nobody remember that?
No.
That's one of my favorite Bryce Harper moments.
Dang.
Look it up on YouTube. It was his rookie year. I can't remember what it was, but he literally was like, that's a clown question, bro. And that's stuck with me for 6-7 years now.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh my God. I'm disappointed in all of you.
I'm a one sport Steve, and I need to broaden my horizons.
He's only 26.
Yeah.
25. Oh, you were talking about him?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were talking about me.
Oh, hi, Bryce.
I got low key offended there for a second. I was like,
Trick. Low key? You got high key offended. Don't lie.
I am high key offended. I don't know. I just, with the fucking stuff with McGregor, at the same time, me personally, probably an unpopular opinion here, but who fucking cares? I don't give a shit. This is probably a big deal in the UFC, and I get that.
Let them deal with it in Ireland.
Yeah.
We got enough shit going on.
What happened there? Wait, so
are you talking about the sexual assault? Are you talking about him retiring?
Retiring. The sexual assault, if he actually did it, fuck him.
The retirement I can give two shits about.
Yeah.
Both of it. You know what? Take it to Ireland. If he did it,
extradite him there.
But they need to deal with it. Yeah, they need to deal with it there. It doesn't need to deal with him here and involve the sport.
That's the problem, is everything gets so wrapped up. I mean, look at fucking the shit with Tyreek Hill. Look at the shit with fucking Kareem Hunt.
That's different. Yeah, that's beating a woman.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is it's always, no matter what it's going to be, it's always going to bleed into, AP, when Adrian Peterson had that, took the fucking switch to his kid. Granted, however he personally feel about it.
They dealt with
it's always going to bleed into your, especially if you're in that, spotlight.
There's always exceptions, and that's the shitty thing. And that's the sad thing.
Yeah, true.
Shitty sad thing.
It just goes to show you that fucking it doesn't matter if you can have these perceived perceptions of athletes and actors and millionaires where they're living a perfect life, but behind closed doors they're fucked up as everyone else. Some are a bit more fucked up.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit. Yeah.
Yo.
I haven't heard
breakfast or dinner.
Wow. Wow.
I haven't heard about that Chris Benoit thing in a while. I guess
whenever anybody's crazy family, this and that, that's the first person that pops into my mind. That dude was insane.
Yeah.
Who took your child? He was some Puerto Rican guy.
Some Puerto Rican guy. Gobble gobble.
Did you see him? He was tall. Like a Puerto Rican guy.
South Park, man. South Park.
So I think this is a good time to take a quick moment for our sponsor to chat at you for a moment. We're going to come back with I have a fun little story I experienced.
Don't skip the ad.
Yeah, don't skip the ad. Don't be a fucking dick.
Don't be that guy.
Wedding season's coming up. The Black Tux is here to help you. It helps us out. Fuck. If I ever get invited to a wedding again,
fabulous.
I'm gonna use it. Yeah, it's a good website. Yeah, whatever, reputable. Man.
Trey.
Yeah.
Get some bride from Moscow and marry her so see if we can get to Tux.
Please.
Me.
Do it.
Get a Russian bride. Dude, she'd murder her.
What are you talking about? You'd be president.
too
we'll
safe.
Be back. We'll be back. We'll be back.
Good idea.
Welcome back to Smack Talk 5280. You're probably wondering why you're only hearing my voice right now. Well, that's because, in typical fashion, technology has bit us in the ass, and we have unfortunately lost the entire second segment, to this podcast. As unfortunate as this is, it's really nothing we can do about it. So what we're going to do is we had a segment planned called Irrational Anger that we were really excited about sharing with you guys. And, you know, after talking with the guys and toying around with different ideas, we think we're just going to plug that one onto the next podcast, where we can hopefully get Mason on as well. And we can really give a big old full attention and kind of expand on it. Thank you for sticking with us through these kind of issues. And even when we don't have issues, we really appreciate your guys' support. As always, 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 always remember, on all our social media pages, it is Smack Talk 5280. That is capital S, capital M, capital C, capital T, lowercase a, lowercase L, lowercase K, 5280. Smack Talk 5280, and that's for your Facebooks, your Instagrams, and your Twitters. And go ahead and give us a comment, a like, share, follow, whatever you guys need to do. Talk to us. Get the creative juices flowing. Anything you'd like to hear us talk about, any questions, any segment ideas. If you think you would want to be on the show, go ahead and DM one of us or the page itself, and we can try to set something up, because we really like including the local flavor here around Colorado, but also we'd take in anyone that would like to, you know, come on and be a part of an episode or two. Again, thank you guys for understanding. It's unfortunate that we were in this kind of situation right now, but you kind of just got to roll with the punches, do what you can, and I hope you guys understand, and we promise that the next episode we do, it's probably going to be a little bit of a longer one to make up for the shorter one this time. However, if you would like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, tell your, well, maybe not your family, you know how we can be over here, but either way, thank you for listening to Smack Talk 5280, and we'll see you next time.